This is episode 251, How to Produce Great Content.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 251. As always, just want to start by saying a big thank you for tuning in today. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you for using a little bit of it to listen to this episode. And today I'm talking about how to produce great content. The show notes for this episode can be found at paulminers.com/251. If you want to see a written recap of this episode, I'm just looking through. There are no links that I'm referencing today, so no links to get access to. But if you want to read the episode, you can find it there. And so today, yeah, we're talking about how to produce great content. Now, we are spoiled for choice when it comes to online experts and brands that share content. It's now easier than ever to start a blog, to record and host a podcast, or to create videos for YouTube and other channels. And so this makes it harder to stand out among all the noise on the internet. And since starting my blog, which was back in 2013, I actually had a look back at what was my first blog post. And it was back in 2013, I wrote about trying to get rid of my wallet, something crazy. This is before I even decided I was going to start talking about productivity. It was just kind of like a personal website. But anyway, since then, I've produced 694 blog posts, over 200 YouTube videos, and 251, that's this episode, podcasts. And so when it comes to standing out and how to produce good quality content, there are a few things that have helped me along the way that I want to share today. So the first tip is to embrace your personal voice and style. And I say this because a lot of new content creators, if you're, you know, starting a business or you're producing some content about whatever, you know, people look at their industry or their niche and they don't feel like they can stand out as their topic has already been covered in detail by other creators or brands. But this is not the case, because your target audience has never heard from you. They've never heard your opinion or approach, and that's how you can stand out. So a good example of this is look at Apple products. You know, I'm an Apple fan. Part of this, you know, some of the videos that I watch on YouTube, I like seeing Apple updates, but also, you know, tips and tricks, how to use your iPad, Mac better, that kind of thing. And there are probably thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of creators on YouTube and podcast creators and writers who talk about Apple and they share tips and things. Now, I follow a couple of them, not because I've watched every creator and I've decided that these guys are the best. They've been doing it for the longest. They've got the best advice. The people I choose to follow or watch or listen to, I choose to follow them because I like their style. I like their voice and their personality, and I like what they bring. I like their opinion on certain topics. So you are the point of difference. Just your unique perspective and even just how you communicate, how you share information, that's your unique selling point. That's your point of difference. And I hear this all the time as well. Leads approach me to get help with Asana or Pipedrive, and they tell me they liked my videos because of the way I explain things. It doesn't matter if you're producing videos or podcasts or writing blog posts or any other type of content. Experimenting with and embracing your personal voice and your style helps you to stand out. So bring personality to your content. I like sort of, you know, I do my minor updates now. I'm actually trying to share some behind the scenes and what I'm going on personally. I really want to develop that relationship with my audience and make people feel like I'm a friend in their ear. And so a good place to start is by talking to your friends or your family and just ask your friends, what is it about you that makes you different? How do they see you? How would they describe you to someone? They might say that you're funny, or they might say that you're good at identifying points of view that other people miss. So just talk to your friends and family and people that know you well and embrace these points of difference. My next tip is probably something you've heard me say before, but is to produce content that you enjoy consuming. And this is the guiding philosophy that I've followed for years, whether I'm making a video, a blog post, or recording a podcast. And you know what? This may not even be the best advice. I'm sure you will find evidence online as to why blog posts should be more than, 2,000 words, because that's better to get them ranking on Google. Or a video of a certain length should be, or a certain format should be, is better for audience retention and engagement on YouTube. To be honest, I don't worry about this. I don't try and create content that satisfies an algorithm. I simply produce content that I personally like to consume. So for me, I like blog posts that aren't too long and just kind of get to the point. It's not because like long form written articles are bad. I prefer short form. I prefer getting some advice quickly and easily. It's the same with video. Often when choosing what video to watch, if I'm looking for a topic, I'll look at the duration and I will often opt for something shorter. More often than not, because, you know, I want something, I just want the nuggets, I want the takeaways, I want quick advice. If I'm learning about a topic, I enjoy short podcast episodes that deliver value in 10 to 15 minutes, like this episode, and don't require me to listen for 2 hours. Interviews are a little bit different, but for consuming advice, I do appreciate that kind of bite-sized, easy-to-consume content. You can see it's kind of a common theme with video, podcasts, and written form. And with all forms of content as well, I like it to be as practical as possible with no extra fluff or unnecessary explanations. You know, sometimes people fill out their video or their article with like extra examples and all this fluff because they feel it needs to be longer or because they are writing to try and satisfy some algorithm. So as I mentioned before, you should embrace your personal voice and style. And a good way to do this is to produce content that you enjoy, in order to appeal to like-minded people. Because if I enjoy these sort of short-form, easy-to-consume bits of content, then I want to attract people that kind of believe the same things as me, that also appreciate that. And also, following this approach means that whenever I produce something, I can ask myself, would I find this useful? Or would I enjoy this? And I can use myself as a test of its quality. Next tip is to use channels that align with your target customer. So in terms of what channels to use or types of content to produce, you can follow my previous tip and of course publish on mediums that you enjoy consuming, you know, podcasts, written word. If you don't listen to podcasts, if you don't listen to any, then maybe you're not the best person to produce a podcast. But I'd like to add one more condition to this, which is make sure the medium you're using aligns with your target customer. So for example, I'm looking to attract people who need help with Asana and Pipedrive. And most people looking for help with these tools go to YouTube to find tutorials and tips. So it makes sense for me to produce videos where I can share my screen and show myself using the tool. I could make the best podcast in the world and it would not be as effective as a video for this particular target market or type of content because what I'm sharing is so visual, a video is really the best thing I can produce. By comparison, you know, if I was a business consultant who shares advice around strategy, maybe I could rely more on podcasts or a blog post to share my advice because it's just not as visual. And the same goes for marketing yourself and which social channels you choose to use. My target audience, they're not on Facebook and Instagram browsing, learning for Asana tips. They're going to Google and YouTube. So that's where I spend my money on ads. My next piece of advice is to be generous when giving advice, because new content creators who are selling a consulting or coaching service like me are often nervous about giving away too much free advice. And I totally get it. You don't want to make amazing content that makes paying for your services unnecessary. You don't want to do yourself out of a job. But what I find, though, is that by being really generous, you build credibility, and this results in more people reaching out to you, as there's one thing your content can never deliver. Your content is not specific advice. So the reason people still want to work with me, even after watching hours of my free videos, is that they want access to an expert who can help them to apply the advice to their business. They want someone to look at their Asana account and give specific feedback and recommendations that they may have missed even after watching your videos. Now, obviously, you know, don't share all your best tips and tricks, but don't be stingy either. Be generous with your advice, and this makes selling your services easier as you've already developed this credibility and rapport even without you being there. You know, it's crazy. Like, people develop a relationship with content creators. People come to me and they say, I feel like I know you. And as I mentioned before, I feel like I want to try and be your friend in your ear. So even though I am recording this now for everyone, you are kind of, when people consume your content, they are building rapport with you, even though you're not talking to them in real time. It's kind of weird. And finally, solve problems for your audience. As much as possible, solve problems. So when coming up with ideas for content, I like sharing general tips and best practices, that's great, but when you focus on pain points and problems, this is where you can really make an impact and deliver value to your target audience. So in my case, when someone finds one of my videos and it helps them to solve a problem that they're having, it really leaves a mark. Now they're going to, you're going to be remembered as someone who helped them to make their life easier. You've delivered real value, and this is going to help you to stick in their mind or reach out to learn more. And I believe people often care more about reducing pain than they do about any ambitions that they have. And what gets people to take action is if you can solve a problem or reduce pain. Not always, but I think this is a good general rule to keep in mind, is that solving problems, reducing pain, that's really what motivates people to take action, instead of obviously saying, like, I can help you achieve this and satisfy this ambition. Those things are great, but focusing on pain, I find, is a good way to approach the content that you produce. So that's it for this episode. If you have any thoughts, comments, feedback, or tips of your own, head on over to the show notes, paulminers.com/251. You can leave me a comment there. As always, I appreciate your feedback. In fact, that's one bonus tip for you I didn't have in this episode, but listen to people's feedback as well. You know, I've definitely changed my approach and how I produce content over the years as people have given me feedback. So that's why I encourage it, and you should take action on it. Okay, one more time, thank you very much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.